Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I hope you're having a blessed day. There is a reason why some verses in the New Testament particularly stand out over the course of 2,000 years. They stand out as banner scriptures about Jesus. There's a reason why people quote John 3:16, not just because it's easy to memorize or it's familiar, but because there's so much theology packed into "for God so loved." You can't really define the word "so." How much? So much that he gave his only begotten son. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. There's a reason why those verses stand out at us as sort of high watermarks of both the Gospels and the Epistles. We're about to read one of those verses from Acts chapter 4. It's probably one of the most famous things Peter ever says in a sermon. Now, he has a lot of famous statements from the Gospels. But Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's one of Peter's finest moments in preaching. He puts Christ at the very center of the message. He has just established Christ as having been killed and resurrected, killed by those in the audience, resurrected by God, and now the healer. He has placed Christ as the rejected cornerstone of Psalms 118. He does that in the previous verse, Acts 4:11. And now says, he is your salvation, and there's no other name in which God has given us whereby we must be saved. He has excluded any and all other means of finding salvation. And he uses soteria, which is the Greek word for salvation, meaning wholeness and health. Everything is all encompassed. So this is not merely salvation from a coming judgment. I believe, and those of you who follow my teaching know, I believe very much that a lot of the scriptures referring to salvation and coming judgment in the New Testament are referring to an AD 70 judgment. And that's not in your future, that's in your rearview mirror. But I cannot discount the fact that they had an all-encompassing word for salvation that did not have to do with merely being delivered from a physical oppressor. This is a spiritual statement. So the salvation being promoted and preached by Peter is not merely salvation from coming judgment. It is salvation from everything. It is the salvation that I came into in Christianity, that you came into in Christianity, believing we were being saved from a life of sin, saved from the clutches of the enemy, saved from our own selves. And Peter says there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. By elevating the name of Jesus to the apex, to the pinnacle, to the peak, Peter has done what the gospel will continue to do now for 2,000 years, refuse to lower the standard of salvation. And I cannot personally lower the standard of salvation lower anywhere outside of Jesus. Jesus is everything in the message of salvation. Jesus is all-encompassing. Jesus is who and what our Christianity is all about, and Peter knew that. So this boldness is going to lead into the next section. Chapter 4 is 37 verses. It's pretty long. Verses 13 through about 22 are going to be the next section, and we'll hear a little bit from John in this section as well. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.